witness the zombie did call, true pain and suffering he brought to them all. Away ran the children to hide in their beds, for fear that the devil would chop off their heads.
This is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me is Starhawk, a.k.a.
By the power of Bodan, I will be known as Dr. Brains.
You know, you are what you eat.
In which case, I would be known as Dr. Put Down That Naked Little Girl.
Oh, it's okay to rape little girls. Okay.
No, little is a relative term. Okay? My lawyer can defend me on that.
Now, do you mean little? Okay, fine. Do you mean like as in midget girls then? Hey, would you do a midget?
How old is she?
Okay, she's of legal age barely, but she's a midget.
Is she shaved?
That's it. This week, we're reviewing Marvel Zombies.
Dr. Brains approves!
Of course. I can't believe it's taken us so long to get to doing a zombie comic. I mean, there's so many of them out there.
Oh, yeah, and you know, Marvel just bastardizes its superheroes as zombies and sends this pulp to the masses rape in that easy buck so often. I mean, they're just laying all over the place, Marvel Zombies, aren't they?
Actually, yeah, they're doing a sequel to the Marvel Zombies series. Look at your face. You're like, oh, God, why?
I'm just wondering if, you know, the point of this pen is enough to penetrate my eyeball and scour my brain for the feeling of unfucked stupidity that overcame it when you mentioned that bullshit.
Well, right, next there. Time you're in your local comic store, no, look around. There is starting to become almost a glut of zombie comics.
Oh, I mean, Jesus on the stick.
Yeah. Thank, I mean, we God. Could probably, you know, we could sink so low as to review like a zombie comic every other week. There's so many of them out there. But we're only sinking so low as to review Marvel Zombies in this case. Yeah, hey, check it out. Spider-Man's like all dead and shit.
Well, the cover seemed to... Well, you know what? Through the five whole issues, I think I came up with three good moments.
You were actually...
And one big bitch.
Oh. Here,
all right, so let me start
you,
off
you
with...
You were initially intrigued when let you me start learned off of
with,
the series.
Let me start off with the first bitch. Isn't this a continuation of the Fantastic Four zombie books?
Yes, this is a continuation of a Fantastic Four
and,
story.
And more importantly, we didn't pay for this bullshit, did we?
Fortunately, no, and nobody paid for this. They just came out with, check this out, a hardcover collection of this series.
Why? Oh, never mind. I take it all back.
Ka-ching! Okay, that's
here's
why.
The thing. Apparently, Trenchcoat Mafia has started this little thing where he, like, insults the Starhawk in subtle ways, as if the Starhawk will not notice these things.
What?
Having the Starhawk review Marvel Zombies 1 through 5... when the obvious meat of this story was in the Fantastic Four, 1 through whatever.
Well, you have this whole thing about not reviewing so-called nostalgia comics anymore so much.
I just...
Those comics were about... They got to be over a year old at this point.
I just...
This is recent.
I just feel insulted.
Aren't you?
Okay? I'm just saying... Don't give me some half-baked bullshit when you can give me the good stuff.
Oh,
all right. This
stop,
is like,
stop. Let me just put your mind
like
to rest here.
Badly cut cocaine.
Whoa! You think this story is bad?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to read the story it's spun out from?
Yes, because here I am, faced on the first page
they
with
do,
a universe
they do
full
bring
of
you,
superheroes.
They do bring you up to date.
Yes, and that's the best thing about this damn thing. And then they lost it in the third issue. It's like they sort of lost track of what they were saying. First, they repeated themselves in the third issue. Then in the fourth issue, they just got stupid. And in the fifth issue, they didn't even bother to summarize at all.
In the original story, I mean, here's all that happened. It was like a two-parter. It was no great shakes, frankly, either. It wasn't much better than this.
At some point, they must have wiped out the entire human race.
Well, yeah, check it out. This actually is a spinoff from the Ultimate Fantastic Four book, which does not take place in the mainstream Marvel Universe anyway. It takes place in the Ultimate Marvel Universe. So what happened was, Ultimate Reed Richards discovered a strange alternate world where he's much older. He's in his 40s, and the Ultimates are called the Avengers. And we're basically led to believe that he has discovered the mainstream Marvel Universe. Come to find out, Zombie Reed Richards was just fucking with him, and he discovered this zombified Marvel Earth in an alternate reality, in which there's some weird space plague that descended upon Earth's superheroes and turned them into zombies, and yeah, they pretty much wiped out most of the human race.
Like a plague of locusts, it says so in this book here.
Yeah, so Zombie Reed just wanted to have access to the Ultimate Earth, which would be a whole new planet worth of innocent human food for them to eat. So then what happens is, of course, the Ultimate Fantastic Four defeats the Zombie Fantastic Four.
Hold it, wait. Whoa,
yeah, go ahead.
Whoa.
With the help of Magneto here.
The first son of Podon has a question.
Go ahead.
How can they call it the Ultimate Universe if all the bitches aren't naked?
No, that would... You're talking about
no.
Utopia.
Okay. I just had to get that out.
So yeah, I gave up on Ultimate FF a while ago because it's a really bad book. That's why I'm saying you're not missing much by not having read the original story.
Was Susan Storm at least naked?
You know,
was Johnny banging that this time?
You just are obsessed with this brother sister Sue and Johnny incest thing.
Did you see that episode of House, Fools for Love?
I've never watched an episode of House. I understand, like, he's a doctor or something. Because that's what we need on TV, is more doctor and lawyer shows.
Absolutely. And more superhero shows.
We're hypocrites, because we don't watch heroes.
True, but we watch Superboy.
Smallville? Oh, no. Speak for yourself. Although I noticed you did just get in your token Smallville reference.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? Those characters on Smallville, they will always need land.
True. No, it just doesn't work when Trenchcoat Mafia tries to slip it in. Sorry.
All right, you know what? I already had my revenge because you had to read these five issues of Marvel Zombies. You had to subject yourself.
See, it was a plot, listeners. It was a plot. Watch your backs. The trench coat is coming.
All right. Now, to finish, anyway.
We had a point that we actually have to finish.
Yeah, the Ultimate FF like took the Zombie FF back with them to the Ultimate Universe, and that's why we don't have a Zombie FF in this book, in case you were wondering.
So, here you go. I've read these five issues, and I'm thinking to myself, A, they fucking made people wait a month between issues, and B,
probably longer.
I'm far more interested.
Books are late all the time.
I'm far more interested in what happened to the FF that Magneto destroyed the machine and what's going on where they are. Because, let's face it, sooner or later, one of zombified Susan Richards' breasts is going to decay and drop. Now, is she going to hold it up with an invisible force field, or is she just going to let it all hang out?
That's a good question. Do you think the real Sue, like, just walks real, relatively speaking, walks around with, like, an invisible super bra at all times? Because you figure she's an older woman, and she would want to keep those things, like, up?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Anyway, on page one of this comic... Oh, no. Okay, I should have...
We interrupt this regular comic book broadcast to bring you two new features.
I was wondering when...
From the brilliant minds at Podcast X.
Well, I like that you use plural, even though I'm really hearing about these for the first time, because you wanted to save whatever the surprise was for the show. But go ahead. What are the two new features?
What fucking surprise? Dude, he is so full of shit. He is lying.
I'm not lying. No, no, no.
He's lying. Trenchcoat, Turncoat, Mafia.
Not true.
Lying.
You told me you had two new features, but you did not tell me what they were.
Oh, bullshit and bite me. All right. Yes, those are the two new features.
Bullshit. Hey, that'd be a good superhero team. The Adventures of Bullshit and Bite Me. I can see that. Well, go ahead, because whatever this is has to be more interesting than the comic.
True. Okay, so, two little girls walk into a Catholic school room and say,
Teacher, we have to go to the bathroom.
The teacher says, bullshit. They both say,
bite me.
Moving right along.
What the fuck was that? I liked how it began with the two little schoolgirls, but...
All right, so check it out. I'm at the haunted house, and I run into a little Catholic school girl, right? Senior, 18, high as a fucking kite, cute as a goddamn button, and her girlfriend, drop-dead gorgeous. She's all lost and lonely, and her boyfriend's down in Atlantic City. It's Halloween, people. Your hot, tender, high girlfriend is hanging out next to the cornfields, and you're in Atlantic City. A, you want me to fuck her. B, you want me to fuck her. Dude, she should not have been floating around the cornfields by herself. Bottom line is, she said her name was Christina. There were 5 Backstreet Boys nearby. I was doing the Bizarro Superman thing. So I could not attend to her needs because, you know, me am a bad guy. I just had to pass her off to them. Which brings up feature number 1.
Whew!
Star Wisdoms.
Oh, no.
Okay. These little segments are for those of you out there who aren't quite sure what to do. So Starhawk will deign to grant you a boon and give you advice, guidance, to live by. And oddly enough, boon number 1 is not, yes, go ahead and fuck the bitch. No, it is not. Boon number 1 is, you are not a pervert. Yes, the police will arrest you for the thoughts in your mind and the things that you want to do. But that does not make you a pervert. That makes you a healthy, normal person who should act on their impulses. And if the police are lucky enough to catch you, well, that's just them doing their job. But you, it's your responsibility to do your job. So next time you run into the tender little, oh, shall we just call her Red Riding Hood, standing on the side of the cornfield at 11 o'clock at night on Halloween, fuck her. You've got Starhawk's permission. It's the right thing to do.
And should you choose afterwards to cut her up and place her limbs in a suitcase and leave it up on the side of the road?
Those would not be Star Wisdoms. Those would be...
Trenchcoat's Truths?
Trenchcoat's Truths. That's a good one. Nice move on the feet there. 2 new features all in one episode. Star Wisdoms and Trenchcoat Truths. You heard it here first.
You know, didn't Nike already basically give everyone the same advice? Like, you know, if you're thinking of rape, torture, or anything like that, just do it.
They'll probably sue you for saying that.
Probably. It's a good thing I'm using a pseudonym.
Indeed.
You have another feature.
Oh, wow! Yet another boon for the listeners. And hey, why call it anything else? New feature number 2, only here on Podcast X. Boons to the listeners. We'd like to give a shout-out.
You will do anything to avoid reviewing this comic, won't you?
I just thought it was time to introduce a few cool new things. I mean, after all, boob counting is running rampant in the comic book review universe now. Thanks again to
apparently.
Podcast X. So, here we are. Shout-outs to our loyal listeners and podcastx.blogspot.com participating fans, Charles and Andrew. Well, we would just like to say that, Charles, we're sorry you didn't enjoy one of the previous episodes. Sorry you couldn't hear us. Sorry you had the audacity to say that some of our shit was bullshit. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Oh, for God's sake!
Just fucking with you, Charles. You know we love you. Thanks for the shout-out. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the comments. And we've got a new participant on our blogs. Andrew, who apparently has listened to every episode of Podcast X and almost got himself into some serious trouble with the law by daring to listen to one of our episodes in public on public transportation. How did he survive the experience?
Can you imagine that particular episode he said he was listening to?
Oh my God, that was some funny shit too.
Like leaking out of his like iPod headphones and people hearing that shit?
Dude! Oh my God. All I can say is, Andrew, dude, props to you for hanging in there, man. Me, personally, I'd have just started screaming at the top of my lungs, prepare your asses, vixens! But that's just me, you know?
Yeah, that episode did well download-wise, which shows that we should be pandering more with, like, the sex and violence. That seems to go over well.
Well, you know what? I miss Satan already.
Oh, we'll get back to Satan at some point. How can we not? But please don't sing that song again, whatever you do.
All right, well, thanks, guys. And there we have it, our two new features, Star Wisdoms, Trenchcoat Truths, and Boons to Our Listeners. Mm-hmm. PodcastX.blogspot.com, and we return to our regularly scheduled program, Marvel Zombies.
Finally. Yeah. So, yeah, Magneto here on page one. He's like the last uninfected human on Earth, as far as he knows. What's the beat?
Interruption.
I knew it. Go ahead.
And yes, we have more than two listeners, you fucks.
It is nice, though, that, like, for that last episode, at the time of this recording, that, like, at least a listener did comment on the blog. I mean, that's always...
Yes, well, you know what? I don't think we record these things to require you to sit at your computer and type. No, this is
no,
more...
No, if we were... Is... if no, we would, like, offer prizes and shit for people commenting if we, you know...
Right, right. And we're not above doing that in the future. Mind you, no, we would rather people take in these spontaneous castings and absorb the message, the meaning, into their souls. Which, of course, would mean that they'd all go straight to hell. But...
Magneto.
Sure it's not Magneto?
Positive. I sold the movies.
Oh, yeah, because they were sure to get it right.
Hey, yeah, Fox cartoon, they called him Magneto, too.
All right.
So there you go.
We've all been reading that correctly. He's got a dent in his helmet.
Oh, he does, because the zombies have been, like, kicking his ass.
All right, let's zip it along. Booyah!
Yeah, we're picking up the story from the FF comic where they left off. The FF zombies are gone.
Now, question about the FF comic. When he trapped off the FF people, had all the other heroes already turned to zombies?
Or yes.
Or is this, like, a surprise to him?
No, no. Basically, the FF comic was pretty much Magneto and the Ultimate Fantastic Four versus all the zombified heroes.
Oh, okay. The Ultimate Fantastic Four, not the zombified Fantastic Four.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I kind of... This is, you know, as double-page spreads go, which they're generally useless, you know, this one's not bad.
Dr. Brains would like to give a shout-out to Luke Cage, Power Man.
Yeah.
He makes a cool zombie.
They all make cool zombies.
You know what? It reminds me of Brother Voodoo. I miss Satan already.
You know, I don't think we can work Satan into this comic. You would think we could, what with all the zombies. But,
All right.
Oh,
Magneto.
Hey, Magneto.
A metal storm.
Yeah, he just... He
Very
just,
effective.
He kills Ultimate Nova and Ultimate Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
Well,
you know it's not going to slow down Thor, though.
Well, I mean, hell, apparently the I-beam through the chest of Daredevil didn't slow down Daredevil either.
Hmm.
But that would, I guess, make them zombies. Out of webbing. Crap.
Yeah, because this
isn't...
There
was a certain amount
of
comedy going on through this book.
Speaking of comedy, hey, there goes the top of Captain America's head. Even though, excuse me, he's Colonel America in this universe.
Indeed. He sort of, like, cut his cap off.
Okay, Spider-Man's leg's hanging off. Cap's head's been cut in half.
In half. This is on page three.
You know, it is
now,
pretty quickly paced.
Now, why is Magneto cutting and running?
Because it's like all the zombie heroes in the world against just him.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right.
You'd run, too.
So Magneto
he's
can
He's
control...
even out of breath.
Indeed, he's...
He's huffing. His word balloon says huff, huff, huff.
Apparently it was a turmoil to get the zombie Fantastic Four trapped in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah. You're that... I'm telling you, you didn't miss much.
Well, you know, they pumped it up to be such a great prequel.
Nah. I can't believe they're doing a sequel to this, actually. But, yeah, next
year
they're
coming
out with more.
Well, see, that's my... All right, let's just face it. Fuck this comic, okay? I'm sorry. Sum it up. The ending sucked. Let's just get to the only relevant bits, okay?
Well, here we have... It's cool that there's Angel and he looks demonic as a zombie. I mean... Hey, what if, like, the zombies in movies could fly? Because, like, then nothing could stop them. I'm just saying.
All right. That brings up a good point. Maybe this whole series can be redeemed.
How so?
This would make a good movie.
I would say this would make a good ongoing series. If you would, like, if, like, a good percentage of humanity was still alive, like humans versus the zombie heroes as an ongoing thing.
That's not
I could
fly.
See that. No,
that's not gonna.
Fly. I would. I see. I would read that if it was the like a good
have,
writer.
The humans would have about as much chance as. Oh, I don't know.
Well, that was the premise of that old TV show V. Was that it was the humans against the aliens? Don't make that face because I know you watched it. Don't even deny
it. First off, I watched V. Great series. Remember, this was the desperate 80s. Science fiction was at an all-time.
Well, this is what I'm going to. This is what I'm saying is that the premise of a small band of humans alone against overwhelming odds is.
No. Podcastville, listen. Let me give you the definition, and you can look this up in Webster's Artificial Dictionary of Definitions. The definition of futile effort is going against the undeadable. The unkillable, that is, with superpowers. Not only can you cut their fucking limbs off, put I-beams through their chests, but they can still shoot superpowers at you. It's fucking ridiculous. Your chances of survival in that situation are zero to none. Unless you come up with the instant, basically the annihilation ray, the disintegration ray, you get one shot and they're like totally gone in one fell swoop. Your ass is toasted. And more than one of them at the same time? Oh, hell no. And we're talking about a bunch of zombies here that will take their limbs off and beat you with them for the purpose of getting some brains. Or even just some flesh. These, I'm telling you, you've never seen a pack of hungry, rabid animals like zombify superheroes. You don't want... No,
you know,
that series would not last long.
That doesn't happen in this comic, a zombie superhero like taking off a limb and beating somebody with it, but that would be a pretty cool scene. That should actually be in this comic.
Yes.
Well this writer, he is basically a one-trick pony. Robert Kirkman, he writes this ongoing zombie comic for Image called The Walking Dead that I've never bothered to read, but apparently like he's the zombie guy. So, like, when Marvel was going to do this comic, Marvel Zombies, he was the go-to guy.
And he did a good job. Let's go to the next page. Oh, by the way...
I thought you hated this comic.
It sucks. Meanwhile, he did a good job. I mean, the humor is there. The tongue is firmly in the cheek.
So it's the premise you don't like.
It's the ending I don't like. This should have been a one-shot. The fact that they actually set themselves up for sequels to this bullshit...
Okay, but see, you can't sell an overpriced hardcover collection of a one-shot.
Oh, it's got to be the overpriced hardcover collection of the first in a series of bullshit, which will then be sold as compilations of bullshit, but you get a sequential reissuing
as long as people are buying them, they're going to keep making them.
All right. When I started...
That's why there's 50X books. I mean,
when
people buy them.
When I started co-casting, I was initially against comics... in electronic media format that you didn't pay for. I am rapidly changing my mind.
Because of comics like this.
Only because they fucked up the ending.
You know what? You have a point, because they could have sucked you in with this premise, and you might have bought the book, and then gotten to the ending, and wanted to, like, you know, kill somebody.
Huh?
Because
wait a minute,
see you buying something called Marvel Zombies.
What does this book have to do with my tendency to want to kill somebody?
Well, that's true, is that you usually do want to kill people generally, but... Okay, say you're the average comic book reader who doesn't have homicidal rage all the time.
Homicidal maniac with suicidal tendencies. Copyright Ghetto Boys.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
Oh, and I say you are. So you say you're the average fanboy. You're like, ooh, Marvel Zombies. This sounds cool.
Wait a minute. Somebody asked me, don't we have any fangirls out there?
Not listening to this show.
I hope that is not true. I totally beg to differ. I really would like some really fucked up, angry, non-lesbian chick to get onto the blog at podcastx.blogspot.com and once and for all prove that there are some hot, rockin' babes out there who still get into comics and who can take a freaking joke.
Nah. You know what? The Oprahization of American culture has trained them to have no sense of humor at this point. So I think you're clutching at straws there.
I'm totally sorry. I'm totally sorry. I refuse to believe that. Mm. The first son of Podon has not given up on the human race.
On that note, we're going to break.
Zombie fantastic magic.
I thought you were gonna go for it's like magic brains, but okay. Now I forget what I was even. Oh yeah. Your cynicism aside, or was it mine? Yeah, if some average fanboy sees a book, oh, Marvel Zombies, hey, this looks cool, and say they pay $50 or whatever the fuck it is for like the big hardcover, and then they read it and they get to that ending that we know this series has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wouldn't they have been better served being able to electronically preview the comic and known that this should not be bought by anyone? Yeah.
You know what? Listen, you fucks. I'm talking to Marvel. Take a lesson from from DC. If you're going to spin off some alternate universe bullshit, just call it alternate universe bullshit and end it.
Oh, DC doesn't even do that anymore.
Oh, great.
Well, remember they used to, you're talking about the Elseworlds logo they used to have on the covers. They don't do that anymore. Because your average fan now sees the Elseworlds logo and figures they don't, quote-unquote, have to buy that. Because it, quote-unquote, doesn't count.
I would hope that good stories always count.
Well, you're again, like with assuming we have female listeners, you're really giving people too much credit.
Hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, good stories are not always enough. That's why Superman and Batman titles sell the numbers they do, no matter how good or bad the stories are, and you have great books like Next Wave and Runaways that nobody buys because they're like, well, where's Superman? Where's Wolverine? Yeah, humanity sucks.
Okay, well, speaking of Superman, Batman, you complained about the one where Mixelplick had to go against the Joker to get Batmite back. You said, oh, some bullshit is happening up in here. Well, that's how I feel about this comic. Well, no. I actually don't feel that way. What I mean to say is, this is one of those comics where you can just tell all the rules went straight out the window, and they just did not give a fuck.
Well, I stopped it here because we have a plot point. And that Magneto's acolyte
is up there, and he basically, Magneto says, shut down all communications until you hear back from me. Good idea, genius. And second, they're flying around, they're looking for you, and his beeper goes off. Dude, I could have swore that panel was like, oh, they're flying around, I'll have to walk my way out of this one. Then the next thing is beep, beep, beep. I could have swore that was a joke and they were going to attack his ass. Meanwhile, it wasn't, so Hawkeye attacks him on the next page anywhere.
Yeah, and Hawkeye no longer has a head.
Apparently that won't stop him, but they don't seem to know that yet.
Yeah, Hawkeye can't catch a break in any universe because he's currently dead in the quote-unquote real Marvel universe as well.
Well, he lost his head in this one.
Yeah, hey, look, I like the arrow through Thor's neck here. That's pretty cool.
You know what? Here's another problem with this. They're just a little too zombie.
How so? They can't see you shaking your head.
It's just, they're too unstoppable.
Well, they are superheroes, and they can't, now they can't be killed, per se, because they're already dead.
All right, you've got a hole in your chest. Blood is still in your body. Without your heart, apparently your blood settles into your legs. Now, you can poke a hole in your legs and let the blood out because it keeps you from walking easily. And, I mean, you can discuss all of these things, but not with a hole in your chest.
Well, Captain America's walking around without half a head.
True that. However, vocalization requires air over vocal cords.
Oh, dude, you've seen enough horror movies and read enough horror comics. You know that, like, you have severed heads talking all the time,
yes,
for example.
Yes, but they have a great opportunity to get a job in a sideshow. Meanwhile,
hey, if you were, like, in a zombie brothel, like, would you want a head from a... It was a reference to a previous episode. I'm just thinking, if you had like a decapitated female head, would you want the severed head to give you a blowjob, or would that just be too creepy?
Okay, first and foremost, as we know from episode 29, happy Halloween, motherfuckers. If you've got a severed female head and it's still capable of giving blowjobs, you must reverse it and fuck it up through the neck. You haven't experienced that shining moment until your cock has popped out of its mouth from the other side.
I still can't believe that scene was actually in a comic book.
We do not make this shit up.
Elizabeth Bathory, should you be inclined to download or buy.
Or forget it. Just review, relive. Come back with us. Visit again. Podcastx.blogspot.com. Episode 29.
Well, check it out. Magneto is really asking for it here. Dude, I mean, this is a great rant. I do like that he's like, fuck all you. You know, I'm going to kill you all.
This is the most obvious, I'm going to die by saying this bullshit rant ever.
He is tucking the fates.
In podcast extraditions, let's give it to him.
Go ahead.
I think it's safe to say you idiots underestimated me. What made you think I'm an easy target? The master of magnetism, and we're surrounded by steel and concrete. I'll outlive you all. Did you really think you could defeat me?
This being a comic book, I would have been stunned if this was followed by anything other than the zombies defeating him.
Dude, this being anything, anywhere, anytime, I would have been stunned by the zombies not coming up behind his little ass and biting him on the neck at that precise moment. The universe can't revolve around me properly if that didn't happen at that time.
And yeah, here the Wasp is turning full size and taking a bite out of Magneto.
Yes, and it's cute because she was in the panel while he was ranting and raving. It was fucking amazing. What an idiot.
He's done.
Oh, dude, they spend panels.
Pages. Oh, look at her just, like, starting to rip his head off.
Mm-hmm. They spend pages of panels.
Woo!
Devouring Magneto and ripping his little body into pieces. Now, what? Oh, that's right, they're hungry. Why you would kill the Master of Magnetism instead of just turn him into a zombie? I mean...
Well, they don't want allies, they want food.
Indeed. And
I hope you choke on me, he's crying here. Which he's I think that, you know, wasn't that in Day of the Dead, the dude was like, I hope you choke on me? That may be an homage.
I would not put that beyond being an homage.
Yeah, I think, like, this guy is like a zombie expert.
Dude, let me tell you something about Hank Pym. He's an asshole in every comic
he really is. Damn woman, get back, stand aside.
Dude, he is pimp smacking people left and right just because he's tall and when he's small he's got a brain. I'm like, hit him in the nuts or something. And
you know, nobody ever does that.
And what's up with Thor's makeshift hammer? It's like he took a rock, a piece of wood and stuck it into a cinder block.
I have a theory.
Yeah,
because
he's no longer worthy.
There you go. You know his origin story. He who is worthy will have the power of Thor and can lift a hammer. Well, zombie Thor is not worthy to lift his hammer, so there you go.
So I had to make a replacement hammer.
Yeah, I guess.
Still, they are doing a number on Magneto. Dude, this is fucking sick.
Approved by the comics code. Well, not
this
really.
This is sick.
But...
I mean, they've got him up by the cape, on his throat, and then the Hawk's ripping his leg off. This reminds me of some of those, like, hentai superhero sex scenes.
Well, actually, isn't this the sort of thing you wished you could have been reading back in the day?
No.
You never wanted this level of violence?
Podon rejects that perversion. This is sick. All right, what page are we on?
Oh, I don't even
know.
Okay,
fine. We're still in episode... We're in episode one.
Yeah. This is, like, page... story page... 13, 12, maybe 14, well, somewhere in there.
All right, this is what you get for not using full screen mode, because you did simply up, down, and it told you the page number.
Well, then you couldn't have read Magneto's dialogue.
I can read it, but anyway. Moving right along. Thor's got him strung up by the neck. He's gushing blood from the shoulder.
Oh, this is good here. I just like that Hulk's got... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. The Hulk is over there ripping his leg off, okay?
The Hulk would do that.
We've got all the primary colors, reds, purples, yellows, greens, right? And I'm sitting up here thinking, obscene.
Obscene?
I don't know how you define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
And I hate that quote. That's from that Supreme Court justice, isn't it? I've always hated that, because that's some bullshit.
That is a pornographic illustration.
I couldn't disagree with you more. This is beautiful.
That is a pornographic.
No, this is
that
great.
That is a pornographic illustration.
This is why I read comics.
That just about reinforces my argument, Trenchcoat Mafia.
What? I mean, look at as
listeners
you as
of
you,
Podcast X know that you're saying that reinforces my argument.
As you say, Thor is just
all right. Here's
grabbing
the deal.
Him by the cape.
Here's the deal.
As his head's
okay.
coming off.
Okay, hold on.
And
hold
the
on,
Hulk
hold on.
Is ripping his leg off
maybe,
with a look of hunger on his face.
Maybe one of you haven't seen. A variant of this description. Change the Hulk into the Joker. Change Thor into the Penguin. Change Magneto into Batgirl. That is a pornographic illustration.
Well, yeah, if Batgirl was, like, naked.
That's a... Look, he's ripping the leg off of a human being. It is severing, okay? He's got him strung up. He's defenseless. That is a pornographic illustration. The person who drew that is sick.
This is a study of human disintegration.
No, that's a study of pornography. Take that to your college professor, Podcast X fanboys, and have that as a group discussion. That's some sick shit.
So this panel disturbed you. Something actually disturbed Starhawk. Advocate of infant rape.
I am not an advocate of infant rape.
You actually, wasn't the exact phrase as smooth and sexy as a baby's bottom?
No. The exact quote was as smooth as a sexy baby's bottom.
Okay, but see, you're calling a baby sexy.
That does not mean I advocate infant rape. Matter of fact, I specifically and explicitly condemn infant rape. Consensual infant sex, that's totally different.
Well, you know, some of those infants are just asking for it. They're diapered asses up in the air. You know, it's like, come and get it.
Starhawk sidesteps this entire train of conversation.
This is awesome here. Look at the Hulk. Like, what did he expect to happen when he ripped Magneto's leg off? He's holding Magneto's leg and he's saying, Hulk's man broke.
Whatever. That's like saying Wonder Woman screamed after the Society of Evil Supervillains have finished raping her. What the Hulk says doesn't change the fact that the panel before is pornography. Now, we dwell too long.
About this here with all the heroes?
We saw that in Supergirl number 8. Everybody's having an orgy in the background panels. Mm. Moving right along.
Oh, now here you go.
The devouring of Magneto. Okay, moving right along. And I mean, they do it panel.
I would love to have. I would hang this page on my wall. I want to buy the original art for this page where they're eating Magneto. This is great. What? It would liven up the murder shack. If only they could see the expression on her face right now.
Starhawk's mouth hangs open.
Well, so are theirs as they're eating Magneto.
Starhawk finds himself at a loss for disgust. A loss of disgust.
I just also want to point out the art in this is terrific. It just suits the story perfectly.
Okay, let's move on to something significant. Banner turns back into, or the Hulk turns back into Banner.
Of course, good touch.
You can't digest zombie food. So, of course, the bones of Magneto burst through Banner's belly. Moving right along. Oh, wait.
Oh, which?
Spider-Man hopes his leg is going to heal. It's just fucked up.
He's not too.
I gotta give a shout out to Spidey. There's something sad about his condition, and
Peter Parker has always been the heart, soul, and conscience of the Marvel Universe.
Right,
here
I feel the heart. Now, as a contrast, Pym in this is a sick bitch,
He always is.
All right, now he's a sick mother. Peter, on the other hand, is a sad guy, a sad person, afflicted by a horrible disease. And in this world of Saws and Saw 2s and Saw 3s
and Trenchcoat
Mafia 8s...
Hey, how was Saw 3, by the way?
I don't know. I
just assumed you saw it.
Oh, hell no. But I do know a 14-year-old girl who saw it.
What'd she say?
At the 10:30 show. And then got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And some of us wonder what's going wrong with the world. Don't even go there.
That couldn't possibly have been directed to one specific person at all, could it have?
No, that goes out to all of you 14-year-old girls who went and saw Saw 3 at the 10:30 show all over the freaking country. Sad. Moving right along.
So basically you're saying I should go to the 10:30 show of Saw 3 because there's lots of 14-year-old girls hanging out there.
Preferably on a Thursday, maybe a Friday. Mm. Thursday.
Ah, thanks for that.
Anyway... Actually, you know what?
Go ahead.
I've got to go back and say, you know, based on the Star Wisdoms offered earlier, the cornfields. Halloween.
Mm. See, Halloween is begging just... for it. I was going to say, it's just... That holiday is just an excuse for these bitches to be the sluts they really are all year round.
And also, I saw a debutante of Satan out there.
A debutante of Satan.
So I started chanting with her, you know, did a couple of Dominize and Dominion Eyes. She was deliciously pretty in her little Satan worshiper outfit.
See, if you had actually listened to that whole Satanic Mass,
no,
I put at the end of that one episode, you know,
no.
You could have instructed her on how to properly call upon Satan.
Look, you know what? Me am not Bizarro number one. Me am the bad guy. So I could not bring myself to do it. However, I wanted to have sex with that debutante. God knows.
You're violating your own star wisdom, though.
What's this called? Wife thing was there. However...
I guess if Mrs. Starhawk is right there, that there's no way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. She'd have shut that shit down faster than you can say shit. And then she'd have looked at you for actually having used such foul language. Yes. Meanwhile, Marvel Zombies. Pym's an ass. Parker is the heart and soul of the universe.
And they're all like, this is interesting, because once they ate Magneto, they're all like, their brains are working better.
Yes, apparently feeding lets your brain clear up. So they discuss whether or not you can kill them and what it all means. And
hey, you know what I like here? I like that Captain America is still like holding on to the part of his brain that like got cut off.
Yes. See, he's got evidence to the contrary that losing your brain will do it. However, right? I think one of them finally says, will you listen to us? Dear God, what have we become?
And Luke's all in the way. Here we go again. Because, of course, it's Parker who's angsting.
Yes. And it's like Starhawk. I'm sitting up here angsting over the fact of some of the shit we say in episodes of Podcast X. I'm like, what has become of us? I mean, you know, poor Parker's like, I ate my wife, my aunt. Why did I do that?
And what's great is that Hank's like, Spider-Man, please. There's not a person here who didn't need a loved one.
All of the Avengers had a piece of
he's
art.
He's such a dick. He's great.
It was horrific. And that gets us back to the point I was trying to make earlier. Horror, boys and girls, horror. Let me tell you about horror. Horror is going about your business, doing your scientific experiments, waking up the next morning to realize your head has been transferred to the body of a fly. Okay? The loss of your humanity, not your ignorant disregard for your humanity, but the actual loss of your humanity, the transmogrification of your human body into something else, and God forbid, something else that is repulsive in a way that you just can't control, like zombieism, that's horrible. See, as Parker says there, I don't want to figure anything out. I think I just want to die.
Yeah, and like, so of course Pym's like, well, you can't right now, so stop interrupting. This is great that, like, Banner, now that he's human, like, Magneto's leg is trying to poke through him, and it actually, this is great.
Oh, dude.
Thor just, yeah.
All right, moving right along.
This is all good.
Some of the listeners might think that we would actually recommend that you read this piece.
No, I'm not going that far.
All right, I will say this. Don't read this piece of shit. It's just so sick. It's just so wrong on so many levels.
If you're that person,
read it.
Look, I mean, I'm not against the plot. It's just that it could have been executed so much better.
No, actually it couldn't have. I mean, it really is good. I will give it credit. They go there. And I will give shout-outs to the writer and artist for keeping the black guys around for a couple of minutes. More than a couple of minutes. They got a fair shake. I didn't feel any sense of racism or disregard for the ethnic slice.
For once.
Hey, now, Silver Surfer confuses me, however. Because if this is real-time Earth, and these are the real-time heroes.
Well, it's not. This is an alternate reality where apparently the Surfer and Galactus have never visited this Earth yet.
Yeah, and see, there's some bullshit, because we all know the Surfer and Galactus visited Earth and every alternate version of Earth.
No, see,
so
you
long
don't.
Ago.
No. You don't know about the alternate. That's the thing about alternate Earths.
And that's,
you can do anything you
where,
want with
and
them.
And that's where this thing went straight down bullshit avenue.
Because here's the Surfer.
In a great big blazing car, honking its horn and jacking its hydraulics, talking about some, yeah, we don't give a fuck about continuity. Yeah, you know. I'm like, what the hell is all this about?
Well,
nobody recognizes the Silver Surfer.
Hey, well, no, because I don't recognize
the characters.
Look,
if you don't know the fucking Silver Surfer, I don't know who you are, and why should I care?
I want to say this. The Surfer looks really good here. I like the way they drew him. Like, he's got that whole, like, you know, I'm a creepy angel thing going on. And
yeah, Nora and Rad kiss my ass.
Yeah, they're like, who's the silver dude in the surfboard? And they're like, who cares? Let's eat him. To be continued.
To be continued. Okay, so they're going for it. All right. End of issue one. But at this point, I'm like, wait a minute. They don't know the Silver Surfer? Then these aren't the real heroes. These aren't the Earth heroes. And if these aren't my Earth's heroes...
But they never were. They never were, though, really.
Well, they're selling it to me like these are the guys I've cared about for, multiple years of $3 per comic book.
Well, then again, you can't do these. You can't do these with the real heroes, though.
True. But as we learned in Elseworlds, you have to stick to a certain level of continuity for them to have a connection.
Here's my
question.
These
guys are so parallel.
Here you go.
They're like perpendicular.
If this comic, which it couldn't because it's Marvel, if this comic had an Elseworlds logo on it, would you be okay with it?
Yes.
Interesting. But it is in effect an Elseworlds.
No. See, here's the thing. If this comic had an Elseworlds logo on it, then it would have had a start. It wouldn't have started in the fucking middle. And it would have had an end. It would not have had the ending that it has. In which case, I could have opened the comic, bonded with the characters, felt for the characters, been disappointed by the characters, and mourned for the characters.
Whew. Well, on that note, we are out of here.